Comfort, even though the 24-hour comfort began in the afternoon, let's say at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it continued till 1 the next afternoon, at 1 o'clock the next afternoon, and then she gave birth. So then it's considered a Yehuda, but not a Kohen Rabbi Yeshua. So a Kohen Rabbi Yeshua, when she considered Yehuda Yisrael, comfort, even though the 24-hour comfort began in the afternoon, let's say at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it continued till 1 the next afternoon, at 1 o'clock the next afternoon, and then she gave birth. So then it's considered a Kohen Rabbi Yehoshua, but not a Kohen Rabbi Yehoshua. So a Kohen Rabbi Yehoshua, when she considered a Kohen Rabbi Yehoshua, if let's say sunset is at 6 o'clock, let's say, if sunset is at 6 o'clock, and the minute before 6, so the pain subsided. And then at 6 the next day. So she gave birth to the child, so then it's considered a very good day, because there was a period of 24 hours, killing Shabbos V'Yemei. Not if it consists of 24 hours, but not, it doesn't begin. The period of 24-hour comfort doesn't begin with sunset and end at sunset. So this is one pshat in Hanani. The other pshat in Hanani is the pshat of the Ramban, the pshat of the Ram, that it means Hanani Shite is that if the day on which he became Isabel Dele, of the third Riyah, so began with Keish. So suppose, let's say, she had a Riyah on Sunday. She had a Riyah on Monday. And then she had a Riyah on Monday night, which is already the Tuesday day. The day begins with the night. Let's say she had a Riyah at 9 p.m. Monday night. She had a Riyah. And then she had a Riyah down. And she was vacation. And then 5 minutes after 9, so the pain subsided. The pain subsided, and then she continued to be in comfort for 24 hours, for 48 hours. So, in view of the fact that the beginning of the day, of the third year, that is the Tuesday day, so the beginning of the Tuesday day, from 6 to 9, so she was in pain, she was decaying, so even though after that there was a period of comfort for 24 hours, and even a Leila V'Yemei Kishabes, Kelela V'Shabes V'Yemei. In other words, she had pain the first 3 hours of Monday night, which is the Tuesday day, the first 3 hours, and she had the rears down, on Tuesday. But the first 3 hours of the Tuesday day were in pain. And then at 9 p.m. Monday night, so the pain subsided. And she was in comfort the whole Tuesday day and the whole Wednesday day. And she gave birth Wednesday night. Wednesday night, she certainly had the period of comfort of 24 hours, including 24 hours that started with sunset and ended with sunset. Suppose the lady was Wednesday night. So according to Hananiah, she will not be considered the Yeledes B'Zeir. As long as the, in other words, according to Hananiah, when she considered Yeledes B'Zeir, if the day of the Riyah Gimel, of the third Riyah of Zivin, was if any part of that Riyah Siyah Gimel was Bekeishi, so then she cannot be considered Yeledes B'Zeir. In other words, only if the day of the third Riyah on which she becomes Izovik, she can become Izovik daily, was completely beshaven. But if part of the third day on which the third year took place was Bekeishi, so she cannot become Izovik daily. That's the second pshat. Then the third pshat is the pshat of the Rambam Kanani, according to Magen Mishnah, that what does it mean? Kol shechal kishuyo b'shlishi shalom. After you call ayin kuli b'shufe, ein zi yoledet b'zeim. So what does he mean? Angel and Vizeiv, he means that if, let's say, she had a Riyas Dam Bikeshi on Sunday morning, and she had a Riyas Dam Bikeshi on Monday morning, and then the pain subsided by noontime Monday, and then the late, and she was in comfort, and she was in comfort from noon Monday till noon Tuesday, and she gave birth to a child at noon Tuesday, also in comfort. In comfort, so we do not say, in view of the fact that she had 24 hours of comfort, from noon Monday to noon Tuesday, so Mimele, she should be considered as Yiladis Bizeiv, she should have to count Zaynikin. Hananya said no. Inasmuch as the lady took place, and together with the lady there was a discharge of dam. Usually, I mean, so there is a discharge of dam. So Mimele in the Yimei Zivei, so Mimele, since the discharge of dam took place simultaneously with the lady, and any Riyas Dam that is simultaneous with Leideh is considered Dam Keshi. Even though she isn't comfort. So the Shite of the Rambam is that this is what Hananya ben Achir of Yeshua tells us. That Leideh itself, any Riyas Dam that comes out, any Dam that is discharged simultaneously with Leideh, is considered Dam Keshi, not Dam Sheni. But she is in comfort. It doesn't make any difference. Because the reason, and the Rambam Shite is very mistaba. Because why do we distinguish between Dam Keshi and Dam Sheni? Because of the Zakosu of Domo Machmas Atzmo, Vele Domo Machmas Blood. So if, let's say, a woman in the Yimei Zivei has a Riyas Dam, and the Riyas Dam is coupled with pain, so that shows that this discharge of dam is not menstrual bleeding. It's Domo Machmas Blood. Because if it had been of menstrual origin, why would it be coupled with pain? Because when a woman has a menstrual flow, she might have slight pain, but it's not the kind of pain that a woman has, when the baby pushes down. So Mimele, so that's the raya. If the Riyas Dam is coupled with pain, that it's Domo Machmas Blood. If there was a period of comfort of 24 hours prior to the discharge of dam, so Mimele, it's a raya that this dam does not originate in menstruation, because if there was a period of comfort of 24 hours, so then it's a raya that it's not due to Machmas Blood. Because if it had been due to Machmas Blood, to the pushing of the baby, so then it should be coupled with pain. The fact that she was in a state of comfort for 24 hours shows that this discharge of dam is not due to the blood. So it's not Gzeiras HaKosov. The Riyas Dam b'mei zivei coupled with pain is toy, and the Riyas Dam that is not coupled with pain is tomei. The reason is why a Riyas Dam that is coupled with pain is toy, because if it's coupled with pain, so we know that it's due Machmas Blood. It's not menstrual, it's not of menstrual origin. It's because of the blood. Why does a woman bleed before it gives birth to the baby? And then when it bleeds, it is coupled with pain. Because as the baby pushes, so that rubs, so the baby, as it pushes, so it rubs against the walls of the uterus, so it irritates, so then it starts bleeding. So that's Domo Machmas Blood. So Mimele, the Rambam Shite is that even if the discharge of dam, Bishas Leide Mamesh, is not coupled with pain, but it's still Machmas Blood. Now if it is Machmas Blood, So it's doya. And this is what Ramban says. The Ramban says that if a woman will have, if the third riyah of a yildis be made zivin, will be the riyah bishas leide mamish, even though the leide will be bishayfi. And even though the yildis had been bishayfi 24 hours prior to the leide. But she's still tame. She doesn't have to count Zayin Kin. Because why is dam kin shitoya? Why? Because the dam is coupled with pain. Because it's dam machmas lodo. The pain is a riot that it's dam machmas lodo. It's not of menstrual hygiene. But if the dam comes out at the time of the lady mamish, then it's certainly machmas lodo. Then it's certainly machmas lodo. So that is the pshat of the Rambam in Hananiah. In other words, she had a real dam on Sunday, the first riyah, the second riyah on Monday, and then noontime Monday, so the pain subsided, and she had a period of shefi of 24 hours till Tuesday noon, and Tuesday noon there was a lady still be shefi, and there was a discharge of dam. So then she is not considered yiladet v'zeid, but after all, the third riyah, which noon on Tuesday, so that was b'sheifi. The answer is b'sheifi, but it was dam machmas lodo. So even if it's b'sheifi, as long as it's dam machmas lodo, so it's considered like dam cage, and that seems to be a very simple swan. However, the sifrei tare is midayik from this thesis. The thesis is chilek on the Rambam Shita, on the Rambam and the Ramban Shita. And the thesis Shita is, and his midayik, the Sifrei Tare is midayik from this thesis, because thesis says, V'oro v'seida, b'feri beis, v'yef shalom psichas hakeva v'lidam, v'im kentisteya, v'hoche b'inon, shivo nikim midam. Apparently, the Sifrei Tare did not understand the thesis the way the Marsho and the Maram understood the thesis. The thesis kashi is. Here Rove says Enos Iseres. And Enos Iseres is mashma, Enos Iseres klal. Not in one day still. But true, it is dam kenshi. Some mele should be seiser l'chol apoches one day. Dam kenshi is not seiser called Zion, but one day it is seiser. It is seiser. So he didn't understand thesis that way. But Teisves, he understood that Teisves is saying, Vim kin tisteya. Why? Because tisteya kol shivo, not just yevecha. Tisteya kol shivo. So why tisteya kol shivo? But after all, Damkenshi is not tisteya kol shivo. The answer is, here Rove has reference to the case where she, the lady was b'shefi, not the case. Not because some male teacher says the kashi, Vorov is saying that the base, the Efshalim Psychasakeva lay down, and Rove has reference to a case where it is Bishayfi, Vim Kain Tisteya, the Hochabino Shiva Nikim Midam. I mean, why should we explain it in that way? So this teacher says, Vyesh Leima, the Rove Alumni Rav Nurines Koma, Kid Parishes, Visova, the Efshalim Psychasakeva lay down. Now, the Sifrei Tare mentions another raya from thesis. The other thesis, so there is a raya. There's the thesis of Rav Matres. We cannot go over this thesis, it's late now. So, from the thesis of Rav Matres on Dawah, the Brahmasro, my daitach mishumifoli. My daitach mishumifoli. So, thesis says, so, ubish leime bisomo gabeyesh reye kuf yomi, ikal leime adi bichad vlad maya. In Amid Menkaim. Now, so Teisves applies this Gemara of Yesh Reye Kuf Yomim to Iben Kayomim. Now, if you look into the Rashi, Yesh Reye Beloi Keshi, Komashmulon, the Efsha, which is a Kerov Lidam, the Loi Efsha, Havali Zomikish Yolda Hashnaim, Shalahanida, the Havali Lady Shishi, Viabe Chazia, Kingdom Lady. בפסיכס הקבר הרי זובי, הוילו ולוי קשיר עושו. So the Ramban applies it to a nifolim. So in case you're in nifolim, but Teitzve says that it's Ma'ir Ben Kayome, not a nifolim. So still it's considered Beloi Keishi. How is it considered Beloi Keishi? Obviously, Teitzve's shita is that even the dam that comes out at the time of the Leide, which is certainly attributable to the Leide, to the Vlad, but if it's Beloi Keishi, so then it's considered like Dam Sheifi, and Mele, she's considered as Yoledes Bezeim. So from this state, there is a strong riot, but from this state, there is no riot at all from this state. Anyway, so there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam on one hand. The Ramban and the Rambam say that if the dam, the third riot in the Yemei Zivet takes place Bishas Leide, even though it's in a period of comfort, and even though she had been in a state of comfort for 24 hours prior, so, but as long as this dam is the riot of the dam takes place together with the Leide, so then it's Dam Achmas Vodo. So then it has a din of Dam Keish. Even though Bimtzias, it was not coupled with pain. Masha'in can taste the shita is that if Bimtzias, the Riyas Dam Bishas Leide Mamish, is not coupled with pain, so the male she is considered as a lesbian. But this taste doesn't say anything. It's the other case and that one of us.
The man was referring to Zayatala, right?
Yeah.
And everybody knows the metal. Everybody knows the metal is magnificent.
Yeah, we have the magnificent expert.
But that part,
I mean,
so I saw some of that.
They're also explaining like that, but it's not muhach that this is what
I think it's an artificial
remembrance.
You know, so, okay. And what does Rav Sadi go and say?
Rav Sadi Goyen says that Aloch is like Rove, not like Abai.
No, but what does he mean when he says you count either from Yimei Tara or Yimei Tumah?